Social Innovation Fund Ireland has launched a new €450,000 fund. Titled Engaged and Educate, the new programme is hoping to support community projects that empower people through education. Well, here to tell us more is Deirdre Mortel, Social Innovation Fund CEO, and Marianne Checkley of iSchool, who has been helped by the Social Innovation Fund previously. You're both very welcome to Global Village. Deirdre, welcome back.
Thank you.
I feel it. You were only here 5 minutes ago talking about Think Tech and you're back again.
It feels like that.
So tell me about the new fund and I suppose what made, because Think Tech was all about technology and how that's obviously in relation to social innovation. So why education next?
Well, clearly we have a big issue with educational disadvantage and with kids essentially dropping out of school right from the age of 12. But lots and lots of kids don't get to Leaving Cert, but lots of kids don't even get to Junior Cert. And then there are lots of adults who fell out of the education system much earlier in life. So we felt like it was important to have a look at the issue of educational disadvantage and to really take a good look for the kinds of projects that we know are out there all around Ireland that tackle that and help young people to either get back into school, to stay in school, or to get an education, either inside or outside school, but just to try and get those qualifications with a special focus on getting from Junior Cert to Leaving Cert and even first year in college, if that's possible.
And let's remind our listeners the work of the Social Innovation Fund and where does the money actually come from?
So the fund we have open at the moment is called Engage and Educate, and it's open for applications until April 5th. And Mason Hayes & Curran, a well-known law firm here in Ireland, has made an enormous contribution. So they've committed to 3 years funding, which is matched by government. So we'll give out €450,000 over 3 years, starting with €150,000 this year. And we're hoping we're going to get fantastic applications from community groups, schools and nonprofits all around Ireland who are interested in empowering people through education. Could be adults, could be young people. And we're especially interested in people who have experienced educational disadvantage, maybe because they're a migrant, maybe because they've had mental health issues, or maybe just because of growing up in poverty or in a disadvantaged community.
Well, I'm confident that if the applicants and the awardees for the Think Tech are anything to go by, I'm sure that you're going to get some amazing applicants for this funding. And of course, speaking of awardees in relation to Think Tech, we are joined by Marianne Checkley from iSchool. Now, just I have to say I was really impressed by your project. But tell our listeners, what does iSchool do?
Okay. And thanks for being impressed by the project. So iSchool is working exactly in the space that Deirdre was just referring to. So we provide access to education for young people who've left the school system without any qualifications. So we don't only provide access, we connect them to accreditation and progression. And we hope we give them a positive view of education that allows them to continue on with their future lifelong learning journey, really, and look to have a brighter future too.
And what made you get involved with iSchool and I suppose direct your life in this area?
Well, for me, I think I was away travelling for a number of years and volunteering overseas and in South America as well. And I could see education was a huge issue there in some developing countries. But I came back to Ireland as well and I worked in communities, in urban and rural communities too. And I could see that it's not only an issue overseas, it's very much a local issue in Ireland as well. And I think we can see the figures as well when they came out from the Department of Education then a few years back, where over 3,000 young people don't get any qualifications. So they leave before junior cycle and have no qualifications. And that has such a limiting kind of significant impact on their lives.
Oh, completely. Like I shared my story with you. Mm. I failed my junior cert and for years, it's only when I came to Ireland and I became a student at the National College of Ireland. But until then, I thought there was something wrong with me. You know, academically, I was not intelligent. It affects your self-confidence. It affects your ability to go for any job. You genuinely think that everybody else is better than you and you feel like a failure. So a qualification like this, whether it's through iSchool or with any future applicants for this funding, would have a massive impact on a person's life.
Hugely. I mean, look, we all know education is a great equaliser and we have a great tradition in Ireland of believing in education. But at the same time, we have too many people falling out of the system. And one of the things I love about iSchool is the way that it works both online with young people who maybe can't make it to school, but also offline, face to face in other ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like our model is so flexible. So a student goes online to iSchool and they have their individual learning program that's put together by their personal mentor and tutors so that it's directed specifically at their needs, interests and abilities. So exactly what you were talking about. We have a lot of creative young people who maybe weren't very academically bright in school, but just need another way that opens up their and unlocks their potential too. So for example, you know, and I'm just thinking as well, we've been doing some follow-up calls recently to see a kind of a where are you now exercise for some of our students. And, you know, I'm thinking of someone like Kate as well, who when she started off with us and when I met her first, and I probably didn't actually meet her, I talked to her through a door because she was that anxious. She was suffering with mental health issues, but she was, you know, very academically able, but needed to be talked through how to get online on with iSchool, but just couldn't meet face to face. So that was about 6 years ago, and Kate was on with us for about two and a half, 3 years. Her self-confidence grew, her self-esteem grew. She was able to continue to learn while working on all her personal development aspects as well. So I can tell you, like, Kate now is in Maynooth University in first year doing psychology and English. So it's those kind of stories that really drive what we do. And then for the blended centres as well that Deirdre was talking about too. So for a young person, maybe from a chaotic home background, or maybe just no reason why they need to be at home learning, they can go out and learn in a community centre and they can get in contact with positive adults there. And for somebody like for Paulie, who came from a background that wasn't very supportive for him at his time in his life. And he was heading in a different direction. You know, he was well known to a lot of services, to a lot of agencies for all the wrong reasons in his community. But, you know, some of them saw there was potential there too. And he did want to continue to learn. And he was able to come online with iSchool, gain his level three qualification, and now he's a qualified chef and working full time. So these are the kind of really good news stories and the impact that we can have on people's lives.
Because it's so interesting, because a lot of people might not, like you use the word chaotic, mm-hmm. you know, and some people just don't even understand what that could be like, because maybe people who have come from a privileged background, families that supported them, went off to university and never experienced an atmosphere where the word chaotic and home life just don't go together. But that can be so, to have such a huge impact on a child's life and their ability to concentrate on their education.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes one of the things that we don't always realise is that chaos can happen in any home. It's not necessarily only in poor or disadvantaged homes. You know, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, domestic violence happen all across Ireland in ways that we don't always understand. So,
and it's invisible.
It's invisible. So any type of young person can fall out of the education system. And it's really important to we believe at Social Innovation Fund that communities are inventing solutions to that all over Ireland. And we want to hear about what those solutions are so we can help them to grow and spread. And we'd encourage anybody who thinks they might have something like that, that they'd like to seek funding for, to go on to socialinnovation.ie website or go on to our Twitter feed or our Facebook and you'll find links. The application form is online and it's open until the 5th of April.
And any criteria that people need to know before they apply?
So it needs to be tackling educational disadvantage or empowering people through education. It doesn't have to be about young people. It can also be about adults. And we have broad criteria. It could be about incorporating the arts or physical education into your education program. It could be in or outside school. If you're a school, you can apply. If you're a community group, you can apply. If you're a nonprofit. So the criteria are really quite broad. It's about empowering people through education so that they can contribute fully to society. Both in terms of working, but also in other ways too.
And Marion, final question. Anyone listening to this who's maybe working in a project, who maybe is maybe a little bit hesitant to put in an application because maybe it's just something that they have never done that before, because it's obviously the competition is there. What would you say to them?
I would say don't hesitate. It's an amazing opportunity to work with Social Innovation Fund Ireland. when we received the award, I think the first of all, the recognition and the validation for the work we were doing was huge. To have that from an external source really empowered us, really, and energised us as well. But then since then, the mentoring, the all of those non-financial supports, even though the funding is significant and it's important and, you know, we can't ignore that either, but just to provide that network of support that allows an organisation like ours that is so focused on delivery and delivery to a specific need as well. And we were really open to the support on the other side because we want to scale across Ireland and we want to be able to meet all of the young people, all of those 3,000 young people who need access to education. And that's where a programme like Social Innovation Fund Ireland allows us to come in with a business model for growth and look at those structures and help us with that expertise that we wouldn't have had access to either otherwise. So
that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on Global Village. Dieter Mortel, Social Innovation Fund CEO, and of course, Marianne Checkley of ISCO. Thank you so much. And please come back to us when it's time for award season, because I think it would be lovely to bookend this piece with maybe a couple of the winners. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village.
Thank you.